Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Happy Memorial Day. It's a wonderful weekend. Going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, I understand.
Nice time to relax.
The temperatures here in beautiful southern New England could reach almost 80 degrees
tomorrow. Holy moly.
So that's going to be very nice for all those people that have outdoor festivities planned.
After the winter we've had.
Right. And a great way to celebrate Memorial Day, remembering those that have served our country in the past and those that are serving now. And we'd like to do our little part by putting together some music that some of which we've used in the past. We did a memorial show, Jamie, about 4 years ago, believe it or not. I think it was the last actual Memorial Day American Acapella that we did.
Wow.
But we have used various pieces of music for other things, 4th of July, Veterans Day, and things like that. And tonight we're going to start with a group we have not used before that you found online. Tell us about this group to get us started with the national anthem.
Yes, this is Calvary's Voice. Not sure that they're still together, but they're from Yulee, Florida. It's three men. They're a Christian gospel group, and I think it's a nice sound to start us off with a national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets ran glad, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
a great start to the show. That is very clean singing. Nice group you found there, Jamie.
Yeah, I picked a few trios this week. I kind of like the trio sound.
Hmm.
You know, we do quartets, we do groups, so it's nice to get a few trios in there.
Yeah. We're going to go to a quartet now, past champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society, that sang a very, very stirring, moving piece in their competition set a few years back. As a matter of fact, if you listen closely, you might recognize the guy that is the MC of that international convention, where I had the privilege of introducing Gotcha as they came out and wowed the audience with this next tune called What More Could a Soldier Give?
We are ready if you are. Contestant number 29, representing the Far Western District, Gotcha!
Do you remember 'twas not so long ago I walked among you dreaming dreams so grand?
Oh, so grand.
Do you remember remember the trust that was bestowed as duty called me to defend our land. My life on earth is o'er, forgotten evermore. I gave you the strength of a boy so young. I gave you my solemn vow. I marched to battle prepared to fight, but what is there left to me? I gave you my future, my dreams, my joy, that you could smile on and live. With all of my might, defending what's right, what more can a soldier give? A soldier boy in a foreign land, so cold, so scared was I. But even though we lay guns in, never thought I'd die. I gave you my future, my dreams, my joy that you could smile on. Gave with my life to end war and strife. What more can a soldier give?
So Gotcha won in 2004, so 10 years ago. And
seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, and they formed in 1996, of course, out of the world-famous Masters of Harmony, so chorus.
Los Angeles area championship chorus. It has many, many great quartets come out of that chorus, as well as them being several time international champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
And they had tried six previous times to win. So
Gotcha had,
and,
yes.
Yeah, it never comes easy.
No, well, I mean, you know, there's only four guys that get a chance to win every year out of tens of thousands, so
that's right.
It's a pretty small group. Speaking of champions, we're going to go to what a lot of people use as the generic term for barbershop chorus champions, and that's the Vocal Majority out of Dallas, Texas. And they have a recording of the Armed Forces Medley, which is always a favorite this time of year.
Da, da, da.
World-famous Vocal Majority under the direction of Jim Clancy, many-time international champions.
Yeah, 11-plus, though, right? Yeah, something like that?
Long run, and they're back in it again, trying to win it again this year, so it should be interesting.
Nice big sound.
Yep. Now, Jamie, you went and found another group that's away from the barbershop style. Another trio, right?
Well, actually, it's a family group. It's the Isaacs.
Oh,
they're
okay.
A country and bluegrass gospel music group consisting of Lily Isaac, Becky and Sonia Isaac, son Ben Isaac, along with John Bowman, who is the husband of Becky Isaac. So it's kind of a family affair.
Quintet, not a trio.
Yeah, right. So it's a good group, been around for a while. And we're going to listen to their version of a song that's played at a lot of memorial services, Amazing Grace.
We'll take a listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of American a cappella.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me, that saved a wretch like me.
was blind, but now I see.
Was blind, but now I see.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares.
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we are paying tribute to Memorial Day weekend by playing patriotic music, paying tribute to all of the people that have served in the armed forces in the past, future, and present. And this next group is one of our favorites, I know mine and yours, Jamie, that we've played on many occasions when it's time to play some Americana type of music. And I've picked out a few songs that I don't think we've actually ever used before. I know we've done several shows on them. We're talking about a group from Jamie's home turf of Disney World. Tell us a
That's
little
right.
bit about them.
Voices of Liberty. If you go to the American Pavilion at Epcot, the World Showcase, the host pavilion, as they call it, is the American Pavilion. And if you go inside the American Pavilion, it's a big, you know, I guess rotunda or whatever you want to call it, before you go into the big
theater
to see the show. And you know, every hour, every couple hours, this group comes out and sings. Now, if it's the first time you've ever been there and you're outside and there's fountains outside, you see all these people like slowly flowing into this rotunda area because the sound echoes outside the building with their voices. It's like gorgeous. So everybody starts going in. And then once everybody's in there, everybody just sits on the floor. They stand in the middle, and with the acoustics that are in there.
No microphones.
No microphones. It's unbelievable.
Great sound. Great singers. Very, very talented. Jamie and I happen to be fortunate enough to know a few of them that have been in that group and are still in that group. And one of the mainstays, Kevin Miles, who was director for many years, is on this recording. And we have, to start off with, a song called This Land Is My Land.
This land. This land is your land, this land is my land,
land is my
this land,
from California
to
the North.
This land is from the Rainbow Forest to the Gulf Stream border. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
Now, Voices of Liberty, or Liberty Voices, as we've called them, either way,
right.
The reason for that is when they're in Disney World, Walt Disney World, they're called the Voices of Liberty. It's an 8-part group. When, for the most part, when they're outside of Disney performing, they're called Liberty Voices.
Right. They can't be called the Voices of Liberty because Disney owns that.
Right. Name. So right. It allows them to perform outside for different things, but also keep that, you know, Disney nostalgia.
Right.
And the group was started, we were just talking about this during the break, was started by a man called Derek Johnson.
Right.
Who originally put the group together.
And this is this recording was made quite a few years ago, actually. This is probably about pushing close to 20 years ago when they made this recording. And the next cut we want to play for you is one I know we've not used before. Not that we're prejudiced, but it's a medley of songs of the South. And I know we're Yankees up here, but paid a little tribute to songs of the South on this Memorial Day weekend. So there's a lot of great tunes in this, and that great Getting Up Morning, Motherless Child, Soon I Will Be Done, All My Trials, Lord, the Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, Deep River, and Ride the Chariot.
Nice.
In that great getting up morning, fare thee well, in that great getting up morning, fare thee well, in that great getting up morning, fare thee well, in that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well.
That money could buy.
And then we'd
let break in the morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble.
Medley of Voices of Liberty, or the Liberty Voices, as we explained.
Yeah, it depends on where they are, where you see them. And we were talking about, you know, Derek Johnson, who
was the founder,
who was the founder of them.
Yeah.
And they've performed for five U.S. presidents, either under the name Liberty Voices or Voices of Liberty, or sometimes... they were called Derek Johnson's Vocal Orchestra, depending on what year it was and where they were. But and he's done basically all the arrangements and things you hear them do. He's done, which, you know, is almost 2,800 musical arrangements.
Wow.
So he has a very long history with the group, along with, you know, writing music and especially that Americana.
That
sound.
Feel, right, does great at that kind of thing. Well, getting away from the South, we'll come back to the North and do a song that was started, I guess, being popular during the Civil War called Yankee Doodle Dandy.
During the Revolutionary War, the British brought a simple melody here as a musical joke. They used it to describe the ragtag, untrained American troops. But we liked it too, and we used it in every camp and battle. We turned it into a song that the Redcoats regretted. In fact, one British general in the middle of the war said, "I hope I never hear that song again." But he did, at Yorktown, when the British Army surrendered to George Washington.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy, mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
Yankee Doodle went to London just to buy a pony, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Yankee Doodle Dandy,
mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy, mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Mind the music and the step.
you were paying attention, then you know I stand corrected. It wasn't the Civil War for Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's actually the Revolutionary War, according to that recording.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's an old song.
That's true.
All right.
Very old song.
We're going to go to another group that you found, Jamie.
Yes, it's another kind of gospel group. It's called Sisters. The group is made of three sisters, and it's another trio, so I kind of like that. They used to be called the Rupps, or the Rupps, R-U-P-P-E-S, but have changed their name to the Sisters, and they travel around, you know, singing and doing concerts. But they've been singing since they were, you know, young girls. Their parents brought them up as singers, so like since 1974-75. Mm-hmm. And this next song we're going to hear is a little taste of how the sisters can sing.
It's actually part of a medley that they put together, and we're only going to use part of the medley, which is going to be America the Beautiful and Glory Hallelujah. Then we're going to stop and take another break, and we'll be back with more of American Acapella.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. From the mountains,
from the mountains,
to the prairies,
to the oceans,
wide with foam. Oh, God bless America, my home, sweet home. Oh, God bless America, my home, sweet.
We are back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're celebrating this great Memorial Day weekend with some beautiful Americana music. We've listened to groups called the Isaacs and Gotcha, the Vocal Majority, Liberty Voices, a group just a moment ago called Sisters, doing their America the Beautiful and Glory Hallelujah. And now we're going to go back to the Liberty Voices, or Voices of Liberty.
Yeah, it depends on where they are.
Where you are, what time it is, what day it is, what continent are we on. And since we went to Songs of the South and then we went to Yankee Doodle Dandy, they also had a medley of Songs of the West. So
why not?
Let's go out west.
Wagon wheels are turning homeward. Rings and things and buttons and bows. My lord.
Well, Jamie, that was a long medley, but well worth it. The Voices of Liberty.
Absolutely. Nice to hear something new from them, or new old from them.
And something we haven't played before.
Right.
Right. We're going to close off our show with another medley, and this is a piece that was put together by a good friend of mine named Jay G. Lombardo, and a very, very talented musician. He is a gold medal quartet winner and a gold medal chorus director. There's not a lot of those around.
No, no. And the group that we're going to play is New Tradition Chorus, which started in 1982, started competing in around 83. And they won in July 7th of 2001, just a few months before 9/11 happened.
September 11th, yeah.
And the songs that they sung during the contest is kind of...
ironic.
Ironic and kind of eerie. We're going to listen to one or both of them now.
Well, just one more we have time for. It's pretty lengthy. It's this world tribute to world peace that Jay put together. It's a very moving thing. This is not what they did in competition.
Oh, no, no. This is not what they did in
This is the big closing song that Jay put together. So I thought it would be a good way to end our program today. Thank you all for listening to American Acapella.
Enjoy the day tomorrow.
All right, and it's going to be beautiful. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
After Tribute to World Peace, we'll have Joe tell him goodbye.
Voice, it takes everyone. Tell them goodbye, yes, I'll just tell.